Are you moving into a new time period, a new, completely new time period where that is concerned, as you are now beginning to exit your third month of your year of 2016 where that is concerned, and moving into the next phase of your year of 2016, as we said to you when we came to you, dear ones, before about your year of 2016 being living your life on a month-to-month basis where that is concerned, so you can now continue the living your life in the present moment to the present moment to the present moment where that is concerned. So what is transpiring now is you are now beginning to exit your last month in the first quadrant of your year of 2016, the month of March, where that's good. Now moving into the next phase of it, where that is concerned. You are now moving from, dear ones, moving into a month and a time period of beginning to surrender. To beginning to surrender to yourself. To beginning to surrender of letting go outside of yourself. In many cases, in some cases, surrendering to trying to control everything outside of yourself. Looking for the next step. Looking for the answer where that is concerned. It is about opening your heart space to surrendering to what is transpiring in your life. Not so much, dear ones, to what is or what isn't, but simply surrendering in the moment of now where that is concerned. Now that in many ways you have formulated what you say you want. Some are beginning to experience what they say they want where that is concerned. So now it is about surrendering to the moment and that momentary process where that is concerned. Surrendering, dear ones, to the process of now where that is concerned. Surrendering, if in fact, dear ones, there are aspects of your life that you say you want has entered into your life, it is now time to begin to have that. So as we said to you, we came to you, dear ones, announcing the outlook of your year of 2016. There are going to be periods of time where you're going to be seeing glimpses or having glimpses of what you say you want. For many, that has transpired in one way, shape, or form as you move deeper within the soul self. So as you move into your month of April, dear ones, it is about now surrendering so you can now rebirth the new. So you're moving into not only surrendering, because it's important, dear ones, to understand, in order for you to birth or rebirth something new, it is not necessarily with an assertive force. You surrender in the moment, and then the rebirth begins. So your month of April will be about surrendering and rebirthing. Surrendering and rebirthing the new. Quite possibly a new relationship that you are beginning. Quite possibly the new relationship that you are having with yourself. So what is important, dear ones, is you move on a month-by-month basis, shifting the inner aspects of yourself, learning more deeply about yourself. Each month is not about actually learning more, though you will continue that process, releasing more. But it is now putting into practice on this month of April what you have learned and moving forward with what you have learned about yourself, what is transpiring in your life, and beginning to surrender and have it. So what you will find, dear ones, throughout your year of 2016, there will be periods of time of surrender to now receive and have what is transpiring in your life. And that is what this month of April is for and is about. Surrendering to have what you say you want so you can rebirth yourself to the new as you propel forward into the new. And that is what is transpiring as you move forward in your year of 2016 at this time, moving towards fully having what you say you want. And you can also now look at, dear ones, what is important to you. As you move through the first 3 months of your year of 2016, and at the beginning of your year, you had an idea of what is most important to you. So as you have moved through your year of 2016, releasing the old, quite possibly garnering the new, seeing the new behaviors, releasing the old behaviors, you can now move into this month to begin to put it into practice, the new. To begin to put into practice the new. Many have realized, quite possibly, the deep imprint of mom and dad. Many are now realizing it is time now to move into the new. Many have realized the old habits, patterns, rituals, and behaviors, and have come to a point that they are now ready to fully shed that. As you move into your month of April, by surrendering will allow you to shed the old and move into the new and rebirth an aspect of the new you. Because each and every one of you have discovered aspects of yourself that relate to the old. Aspects of what is transpiring in your life right now that relate to the old. You have uncovered that and realize it no longer serves you. The old behaviors no longer serve you as you are moving out into the world with your list in your hand of what you say you want, the life you say you want, to have that. And now realizing that through this process, when you look at your list, you realize that you can now begin to actually actualize what is on that list by releasing the old behaviors, the old conditioning from mom and dad, what you have been taught, what you have learned, so you can now begin to actualize or rebirth the new you. Because what is transpiring within this as well, dear ones, is you are gaining a greater value of you, a greater value for you, a greater value of you in your endeavors, a greater value of the endeavor, a greater value of the teachings, and a greater value of you within all of that, of facilitating this and creating the endeavor. So what has been transpiring in your first 3 months, and many now are beginning to gain a greater sense of who they are and a greater value of who they are and a greater value of themselves within their endeavors, thus a greater value of the endeavor. Many are now moving and rising and standing up for themselves more greatly, speaking their truth more greatly, expressing themselves more greatly, because they are now moving into a greater depth of valuing who they are. And as you move into a greater depth of valuing who you are, you will then realize that what will transpire and come to you is what you say you have always wanted. And that is what has been transpiring, dear ones, in the first 3 months of your year of 2016. As you now move out of this quadrant of your year into your new month of April, you can now begin to surrender and begin to have and receive what has transpired, and continuing the movement forward. So what is transpiring now, dear ones, is that the energy that coincides with all this that will allow you to surrender is an aspect of the Sirian energy. Many will see relate to various colors of blues and whites, moving into the softness of surrender. So you're moving out of a period of assertion into a period of surrender. And what might transpire as you surrender, based upon the relationship of the feminine energy in the Sirian energy, is your definition of surrender. So it is important to look at that as well, dear ones. If in fact I surrender, will I cease being assertive? So what is transpiring as well is your relationship to the feminine energy and the masculine energy at the same time. If in fact I surrender, does that mean that I cease moving forward and towards? So it is simply about surrendering to moment to have what you say you want, to receive love, which is an assertion unto itself. I am now surrendering to open my heart to receive what has transpired, to receive quite possibly what has manifested in my life, to receive love. And as you receive love, that is assertive in its own way. Because you are acting to receive, opening to receive. So in many ways, dear ones, by surrendering, receiving, you are acting, and thus, dear ones, putting into action a combination of the masculine and feminine energies. In many ways, what, dear ones, your month of April is about. As you rebirth is an assertive energy. As you surrender, it is a feminine energy, a receiving energy. So what will be transpiring, dear ones, in this month is the balance of giving and receiving, which is what we ask each and every one of you to begin to look at. Is there a balance of giving and receiving in your life? Is there a balance of the male and female energy in your life? And to also see where old habits, patterns, rituals come in regarding both energies. So as you move through your month of April, the energies from the Sirian vortexes will be moving in to assist you in surrendering, but continuing on your pathway of moving forward and towards.